Now, Talk Real Estate with Sharon McNamara and Cindy Ford, sponsored by Boston Connect Real Estate Services.
Hi, I'm Sharon McNamara, and you are listening to Talk Real Estate. I am going to be your host for the next hour. Let me share a little bit about my background before we get started. I am the broker owner of Boston Connect Real Estate, located on the South Shore, and I have been working as a full-time realtor and sales and marketing consultant for home buyers and home sellers for the past 15 years. I have helped hundreds of clients throughout the home buying and home selling process. My unique approach to assisting my clients to the next chapter of their lives is driven by being a team player and by offering them continuous training, education, advising, and mentoring. I like to say that I offer my clients exceptional service that moves you. Every week, I will be providing you with real estate topics ranging from home buyer and home seller advice, legal matters, insurance binders, flood insurance concerns, home inspection questions, environmental worries like radon, lead paint, and mold, mortgages and loan programs, staging tips and ideas, real estate contracts, market trends, home values, and more. It's a talk radio show, and sometimes we are even interactive, so you can follow along online. If you have any questions during the show, please call 781-837-4900. We love to talk real estate. If you missed any of our shows, or if you want to listen to one again, you can listen on my podcast at talkrealestateradio.com. If you would like a one-on-one consultation with me regarding your home sale or your home purchase, I'd love the opportunity to meet with you. You can connect with me anytime at bostonconnect.com or 781-826-8000. Now, sit back, relax, take good notes, and let's talk real estate. And good morning to all my South Shore neighbors. This is Sharon McNamara. You are, of course, listening to Talk Real Estate with Sharon McNamara and Cindy Ford. We are here this morning with our one and only favorite. I don't know if people saw our video. I don't know if we love him or his wife more.
I love that video.
We're not sure.
We have Bill Balo from Gallo Moving and Storage here with us this morning, and I couldn't be any happier about it. So thank you for joining me.
You're welcome. I feel like, as I said, Ed McMahon now.
Yeah.
Now that there's a brand new team, I'm just going to be the guy that announced you.
Yeah.
Sorry, Ryan.
What a way to start our day, right?
I know.
We're happy.
I just want to do a couple little studio things here that I want to take care of. We have Bill on with us this week, of course. Next week is the 23rd, and we're going to have the full office. We're going to be here for 3 hours next week, right?
Yes.
And so we're going to be doing the show for my brother-in-law, Michael McNamara, and Alyssa McNamara. They asked me if I could take over for them next weekend because they're not able to do it. Happy to do it. So we're going to be on for 3 hours. So we'll be doing that show and our show. And what we're going to do is we're going to focus on being hyper local. So we're going to talk about all the different towns in the area, and we're going to have all agents from our office speaking about certain towns. So I'll do a little thing on Dorchester and Pembroke, of course, and you'll be talking about
nothing.
Braintree.
I will.
Yeah, you're taking Braintree.
Oh gosh. Okay.
Do some research.
That's where you grew up.
I know, but I haven't lived there in 35 years.
I know, but
it's
where you grew up, so you'll be doing Braintree. Oh. And
there's station there now.
Yeah.
Oh. Good to know. Note to self.
They still have the expressway, Sin. Yes. Don't worry about a thing. That's what she calls Route 3, still the expressway.
I hop on the expressway. No. She makes fun of me. She goes, what is the expressway?
Don't
you hop on the expressway?
No, the
I
expressway is in Dorchester. Like, that's the 128.
Anything
like when you get to Braintree.
A back road is an expressway.
True.
No, the expressway is 128 going north.
I don't even think it's 128 anymore, Sharon.
I would call the expressway going into Boston
93.
128. That's how I would say it. The expressway is from Boston out to Route 3. That's at least how I would say
it. It stops in Braintree, though.
Correct.
All right, then. She calls Route 3 the expressway.
No, I
anything
wouldn't.
That I have to get on and go like 80 miles an hour is the expressway to me.
No, you're not like
because
the Jetsons.
Because it's a straightaway?
I am.
It's not the Jetsons. You're just like cruising around. No, this is the expressway, like the express lane.
Well, if Ryan has the Jetsons.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, do you have the Jetsons?
Because
Judy Jetson just died.
Really?
Really?
Mm-hmm. The daughter.
How did you know that?
I have useless information.
You would look great at a bar room.
I told him he should sell you guys an app.
Oh, yeah.
All the little...
Yep.
Oh,
yep.
See?
Yeah.
There you go.
There we go. Love the Jetsons.
He's awesome.
Meet George. His wife, Judy.
I want to be Elmo.
There we go. Yay.
Now we're really...
There's Cindy on the expressway. Yeah.
They're right. Thank you. Right? The expressway. I know.
And then we have Bill with a Gallo moving truck, right?
Yeah. There you go.
Watch. Listen. He'll get it.
There they go again.
So, yes. So, anyways, I don't know what we're talking about. But we're going to be talking about all the different towns. So that's going to be July 23rd from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. Right here in WATD. So we're going to be talking about all the different towns. So we're going to be talking about market data, market statistics, obviously, you know, absorption rates, inventory, all that type of stuff. So we're going to be talking about that. Favorite places to eat in these towns.
That. You think they'll all send you something in?
You know what? That would
be
great. You know what? If you're a restaurant or a little, you know, diner or a coffee shop or something, and you want to have me talk about your place and your town, how wonderful it is. Bring us in some treats. I don't know where you're going to bring them because we're going to just flood
it's not going to be pretty in here.
We'll have somebody downstairs waiting for you from Boston Connect Real Estate. So if you want to bring us some donuts and things to taste, we'd love to do that. So again, July 23rd. So we're going to be talking about obviously Marshfield and Hingham and Scituate and Hanover and Duxbury and Kingston and all those local towns. But we're also going to be branching out. So we're going to be talking about like Hyde Park. Mm. We're going to be talking about... what other towns are we going to talk about? Oh, we're going to reach out to for our agents over in the Bridgewater office. We're going to be doing the Bridgewaters. We're going to be doing like Lakeville, Easton, Brockton, Rainham.
Great. It's not to be missed.
Middleborough. Yeah. So it's going to be a great show. So we hope that you can tune in.
Such a great area. When you think about it, it's 30 minutes to an hour to get to any place really spectacular.
Yep. Yeah. It's great this time of year, especially, I think. You know, I just think we're just so fortunate to be so close to the Cape and to be able to do the things that we do. And in the winter, I guess it's great for people who like to ski and do snow
stuff. You're just so close to everything.
Yeah. It is a great place. So, Bill, today we have you talking about, you have all kinds of great programs over
cornucopia stuff.
Yeah, over at Gallo. So all kinds of great things that we have going on. Why don't we start with some of the I think that this is the most important thing, and I love this, that you guys have a program, a retired assisted living program.
Yep.
I think that that's fantastic. Why don't you tell us a little bit about that?
Well, we do a tremendous amount of moves for a lot of assisted living programs and retirement communities across the state, because as you know, we cover the state. And this was just something that we looked at all of the numbers as we went through, and we said, geez, we all know that, God love them, I love the elderly, I love my mom, but sometimes they don't always get what you're saying to them.
Mm-hmm, right.
They don't always get that, you know, it's going to take X to box, you know, you're going to do this, or you're going to box it, or am I going to box it? So we really tried to take all of that out of it by just putting together these three flat rate prices.
Mm-hmm.
So basically, no matter what house they're coming out of, if they're going into a studio in a retired community, we have a price for that, a flat rate price.
Mm-hmm.
If they're going into a one bedroom, we have a flat rate price. And if they're going into a two bedroom, we have a flat rate price.
Mm-hmm.
And it just takes all the guesswork out of it.
And one of the things I noticed on your flyer here, too, it says it includes packing up to five boxes.
That's correct.
So that you're not saying you can only have five boxes.
No, no. Okay. We'll pack up to five.
Right.
So they might say, geez, can you pack my kitchen?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, yeah. If it takes, we'll pack five dish packs or whatever you want and whatever else it takes. You know, we'll charge you for that accordingly. But, yeah, it's in there.
Because I think sometimes, I'm sorry, Sharon, I didn't mean to interrupt, but I do, but all the time. I can't, because the thought goes out of my head. So before I forget.
Catch it.
Bill, when you, so sometimes they might think they're going to get rid of a lot of things, but once, because they've lived somewhere a long time, but
correct.
Then they start looking through things and think, oh, I can't get rid of that.
Correct.
I can't not keep that.
Yeah.
So it may add up. And so what do you have, like a chart that just says, okay, for this many more boxes, or is it by the additional box?
It's just by the additional box, whatever it is. We haven't run into it. We've done this program. We've had this program since a month before our last show when I said, oh, yeah, we have a new program. I just didn't bring anything.
Oh, okay. Oh, right.
So
yeah.
It's been
when you
effect.
Came unprepared. We remember.
Yeah. Yeah.
Ooh.
We had to fill in for you.
So
we were on
well,
it.
That's not unusual.
We had your back.
First of all.
We had your back down.
But we've monitored this, and the guys have come back and given us feedback, and maybe once or twice so far, It's actually launched and it's run very smoothly, so it's been working well.
So those five boxes, my thought is, oh, I can't imagine my life fitting in five boxes, really.
But they can move.
How big are they? Like, I mean, no, if it
doesn't make a difference to us.
Oh.
So yeah, we'll just pack five assorted boxes. It makes no difference to us. That's why we didn't put on there five dish, five large, five small. It makes no difference. We'll have an assortment of boxes.
Okay.
And we'll pack five boxes for you, or in this case, up to 15 on the two bedroom.
Yeah, the other one, up to 15. But if you wanted them to pack, people wanted you to pack up the entire house, then
we'll still
you could do that. But you have a price schedule for
that. And I will still give them a price for that if that's the case while I'm there. If you notice, I hand wrote in the bottom, personal visit upon request, because I had given this to one of my retirement communities. And she said, no. You have to come out and see them. I tell them Bill Baylor will come out and see you.
Because
you'll sit and have a cup of tea. I said, I'll still do that.
Yeah.
So I had to write this down for her, and I told her I would put it on all the copies. So that,
because
she was thinking, you know, you're just going to hand this out to people? They can't, you know, have you come out? I said, no. We love coming. I love to go out and chat and sit and have a cup of tea.
Yeah, and you're good at bringing the coffee. I told you. I hope you're figuring out the expense of how
I'm
much
gonna
you spend on
coffee. I'm
going to
have to figure out.
Yeah.
See, you're not drinking coffee anymore. I had to cut my coffee down. I'm just going to have to bring ice water with lemon.
Water's good.
Water's good.
How's that? Mm-hmm.
Water's great
for me. We like fruit. But with the packing part of this, I think that this is great, though, because people are, like I like to say, right-sizing, right?
So, correct.
And I heard that term is like...
it's a great term.
Yeah, I heard people are taking over and using
it. It's exploding.
Well, somebody who does my show with me actually... was doing something in the industry and heard an agent say that.
Use the term.
And he's like, I know where she got that from. So anyways, but I love it. It's right sizing. It's not a downer that you're leaving. You're retiring. You're going to assisted living or whatever it is. But you'll pack up to five boxes and then you'll move into the studio, the one bedroom or the two bedroom. What if I wanted you to pack up, you know, 20 boxes or the entire house, do you give the, you know, prices to say, okay, well, these five boxes are going to Johnny's house, these five boxes are going to Susie's house.
So like, extra stop, should be?
Yeah, like everybody, you know what I mean? Like maybe there are items, or maybe the dining room set is going to, you know, Millie's house, you know what I mean?
Yeah, that's above and beyond. So this is just a really straightforward program.
For the senior.
Exactly. But if you have extra stuff and services that you need, you absolutely can have those services.
Yeah. So, and I think that mom and dad, like, mom or dad or mom and dad are moving into this assisted living. This is the cost to them. But if, you know, Johnny can't.
I want that dining room set.
Then
you know,
he pays
what's
for those.
It cost? And typically, I always tell people, it's the hourly rate.
Yeah.
So if I'm sending two guys, the hourly rate is $142.50. How long does it take them to put that on a truck and drive it over to Johnny's house?
Mm-hmm.
If it's an hour, that's what you pay.
But this is based on stats. So most likely, I'm thinking some of these people have, their kids have come and taken everything that they want. And basically, this is what's left because I am moving into a studio.
Correct.
I am moving into just a one bedroom. So this is all that's left. This is based on your prior experiences, right?
And a lot of times I'm there anyway. So if they're moving into a studio... and they're showing me an overabundance because I have the program that I use. And like, you know, you have an awful lot here. Do you have storage in that building? No, why? Because it's not going to fit.
Mm-hmm.
You're not going to be able to move around if we just put everything in your living room.
Mm-hmm.
So then that starts them to think again about, okay, what do I... And it's hard, trust me. It's
very,
very hard
to
right size.
Yeah, well, because you have 50 pounds of stuff going into a 10-pound bag.
You do. Well,
right?
And it's the memories.
Mm-hmm.
What do you legitimately at that point say, I no longer need... And if you have no family members, it's even worse.
Yeah.
Because now you have to make that decision of, you know, what am I going to do with it? And I actually had a scenario where a woman was cleaning out her parents' home after the last one passed. And she said, can you take this kitchen table? And I said, no, you know, Lisa. She's like, no, none. Don't take anything. We don't need anything.
Yeah.
And she begged me. She said, you have to take it because I don't want to throw it out.
Uh-huh.
At least if you take it, I don't care what you do with it. And I did. I took it home. I told her I was doing it, and I gave it to one of my neighbors.
Oh, okay.
So she was fine with that. She just didn't want that on her conscience that she threw
it
away. I gave it to Bill. Whatever he did with it is.
You know, that's so interesting because I had sold a house recently in Bridgewater, actually, just a few weeks ago. And we were going through the house for the final walkthrough, and the agent was actually the seller of the house, too. Mm. And when we were down in the basement, there was... sort of like a bench that was there, mm-hmm. but it was made out of an old desk or something that one of the parents had. It was like a combination of both their dads. So one of them, yep. like the dad had passed away years ago, but during the process of selling the house, the wife's dad died too.
Yep.
So this bench was just one of those things that was like really, really attached. Would have been miserable to try to move, and they were in interim renting. And he explained the story to my client, and he's like, if you really want me to get rid of it, I will. But, you know, and he was thrilled to have it, my client. Do you know what I mean?
It was
the memory of the people beforehand. So I thought that was really sweet. It is hard to get rid of things. And, you know, you're not getting rid of the memory. You always have the memory, but sometimes the stuff is a little bit more. And there's so much emotion that goes into this, Bill.
There's a lot. I just went out to see, the Owens.
My clients.
Wrote a beautiful review for us.
Yep.
His neighbor across the street, I just went and saw her today.
Yeah.
And she had her father's desk.
Yeah.
He's 85 years old, and she told him, I don't want it anymore. I'm just going to get rid of it. And he said, well, I'll take it. And she goes, you know when your parents says, I'll take it, and they clearly can't take it?
Yeah.
They don't want you to get rid of it.
Yeah.
So she says, put it on the list and move it.
Yeah.
She says, I have no idea what I'm going to do with it because they're right-sizing.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's tough.
So it is.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, I have my in-laws. I have their beautiful headboard of their bed. It was like a double bed, but it's a beautiful antique that it was their first bed when they first got married.
Yep.
We're talking 70 years ago that they got married. Mm. Right? They just had an anniversary maybe, or they have one coming up. And it's, you know, we have it wrapped up nicely and everything, but it's in our basement. You know, I mean,
you don't have any room because your kids have their own rooms.
Somebody might eventually in your family, you know.
One of the girls when they move out.
Well, I'm thinking when the girls.
If they ever do, why would they?
Yeah, I know. I figure.
Because they have it so good.
Exactly. I know one in particular will always be with me, but the other one's up in Vermont more or not. But I just figured at one point maybe I will have a spare bedroom.
Sure.
And that's what my plan is with that. Like, I don't want to get rid of it. I'm holding on to it like it's a treasure because I think it's something special. So, okay, so anything more about this program?
No, so that's one of the many programs. And again, eventually, because we're reworking our website, eventually all this stuff will be on there. We just hired a new company to do all that. So the other one that we have, as we spoke about, so we now offer bundled packages of boxes.
Yeah.
And we just broke it up into a basic box bundle, which is...
Oh, you know what? We have to go to a break. Can I stop you?
Absolutely.
Already?
Yeah, I know that went by really fast. Well, I think we were listening to the Jetsons there for a while.
Oh,
we may have digressed just a little bit.
Wait, us?
Yeah, I couldn't imagine.
That happened.
So, again, you're listening to Talk Real Estate with Sharon McNamara and Cindy Ford. Of course, we have Bill Balow here from Gallo Moving and Storage, and we wouldn't have it any other way. I've never recommended or referred another moving company in my entire life. Not until, 3 years ago I started? Is that how long we've known?
Maybe four. It was
maybe
when
four?
When you took the company, when you purchased the company.
Yeah, it was about five years ago. Yeah,
five and a half years ago.
Yeah. That's when I started referring you because I thought I am not going to be you're the last person my client sees.
Correct.
And if they're unhappy with you, guess who else they're unhappy with?
Yep,
that's me.
That's correct.
Yep. So that's why I always recommend you.
Me too.
And Cindy too. So when we come back, we're going to talk about the box price lists and the bundles of boxes that you can buy now. So we'll be right back.
There they go again. It's another smooth move with Gallo Moving and Storage. When it's time to move your valued possessions, don't trust just any moving company. At Gallo Moving and Storage, they understand that you've spent your entire lifetime turning your house into a home. The Gallo sales consultants will walk you through every aspect of the move. And as an authorized agent of United Van Lines, you're guaranteed to get the treatment you deserve. From packing the first box to unloading the final dish, the Gallo professionals guide you every step of the way, whether you're moving across the street or across the country. Gallo Moving and Storage is always a smooth move.
Gallo Moving and Storage, close by in Weymouth. Call Bill Balow at 1-866-697-4400. 1-866-697-4400.
Does your home reflect everyone's tastes but your own? Are you selling a house in a tough economy? Welcome to Setting the Space in Plymouth, New England's premier staging and interior design company. Designers Blair Hamady and Will Hayward can resolve any design need, large or small, residential or commercial. They've lectured worldwide, designed for major celebrities, and their capabilities are endless. Setting This Space creates unique and stunning interiors for boutiques, hotels, waterfront homes, penthouse condos, as well as smaller bungalows, or even just one room in your home. Visit their showroom in downtown historic Plymouth at 2 Main Street. You'll find two floors of stunning furniture, an interior design studio, and one-of-a-kind accessories. Their corporate office is located at 276 South Meadow Road, also in Plymouth, and contains a 10,000-square-foot warehouse stacked to the rafters with staging furniture and accessories, all for rent or sale. Visit SettingTheSpace.com. SettingTheSpace.com and begin your design for a well-lived and beautiful life.
Are you thinking about selling your home or buying a new one? Are you a first-time home buyer or perhaps just right-sizing? Do you have a buyer's agent? Do you know if you really even need one? What is home staging? Will it really help me sell my home faster? Do I have to have a home inspection? How much home insurance do I need for my new home? How do I handle my estate sale? What are home sale contingencies? Have you heard that you have to put 20% down to buy a new home? Did you know that that wasn't true? Are you worried about environmental issues? What is radon, lead paint, and mold? Is there a difference between a foreclosed property or a short sale? Do you need to have a Title V inspection to sell your home? What do you do if your system fails? Are these questions you have but you don't know who to ask? Hi, I'm Sharon McNamara of Boston Connect Real Estate. Call my office for a one-on-one consultation with me or one of the many dedicated agents at Boston Connect Real Estate so we can talk real estate.
It's easy to connect with some of the South Shore's most experienced real estate agents. Go to bostonconnect.com, bostonconnect.com, or call 781-826-7300.
This is Talk Real Estate with Sharon McNamara and Cindy Ford on 95.9 WATD.
And we're back. Good morning to all my South Shore neighbors. This is Sharon and Cindy along with Bill. And we are talking about all things moving in storage. Of course, Gallo Moving in Storage with Bill Balo. If you missed our first segment there, you should listen to our podcast. And you can get that at Talk Real Estate Radio, or you can go to talkrealestateradio.com. So either on your podcast app or not. But we were just talking about the new program, Retirement Assisted Living Programs, and how they have packages, studio, one-bedroom, two-bedroom. They include packing up the boxes and everything, so it's a really great program, and it makes sense that you would do something like that. So that's great. And then now you're going to talk about, this is something new too, with boxes that you have.
Box Priceless, okay. Yeah. So yep. Forever we've been asked, you know, where do we get boxes? And I would always tell everybody, Home Depot, because we didn't really have a kit.
Yeah.
And, you know, to sell them individually, then the cost of delivery, it just, it was outrageous. So we finally put this package together. A lot of this came from, we started what's called an express service now. It's sort of like you order something big from, and I'm just going to use Amazon. I'm not saying that we do work with Amazon, but something big like a treadmill or something, we're one of those companies now that will deliver that.
So
we have this little express delivery part where we'll go and do small deliveries like that, bigger than what a UPS, you know, driver can deliver. So it's that function of the company that we now can use free box delivery. So it was perfect. So we put this all together, and it starts out with, you know, a basic bundle, which is for a small move with assorted boxes. Then you've got a medium move or preferred, and then the premium is a large move. So when I go through the house, as you know, and I'm doing an estimate, I can pretty much guesstimate for the people how many boxes I think they're going to need. And they can take from that. So I always tell them, if you're a great packer, then get exactly what you need. If you're not, then get less than what you need.
Yeah.
Because the boxes can't come back. So if you buy too much, you own them.
And then people, after the fact, what do they do with them? Just recycle them?
Yeah, recycle them, put them on. Forever, you can see them on Craigslist where somebody just moved, and they'll do a curb alert.
Do people ever ask you to take them back, buy them back, or take them, or something them?
So on the interstate travel, we have that throughout the country. It's like a it's like a fee of like $145, and somebody will come out and get all your used boxes, and then we'll recycle them.
Awesome. Good.
What? But you guys deliver them, right?
I mean, correct.
Once
this
you order
this
them?
This package here is free delivery.
Okay, yeah, so they bring them right to your door. But I was going to ask something else, and I don't remember what. Do you have to be, like, if I wanted to buy, oh, I know what I want. Is Gallo right on it, right on the boxes?
Yeah.
Well, that's nice. That's good. That's perfect. But what if I just wanted to, like, clean a room or something like that? Can I just buy boxes from you?
Oh, sure. See, that's the a la carte. See, the a la carte comes with all the individual boxes and the pricing and bubble wrap. Cheese and cracker trays, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
Come on. Jeez.
I saw her. I got it. She
I'm looking for the cheese and cracker tray.
Cheese and crackers.
They give you cheese and crackers.
Cheese and crackers.
Well, Ryan was good because I had a fruit bowl out there while I was waiting. That's a nice touch that you guys have while you're waiting.
Yeah, he get fruit?
Fruit, yeah.
Pineapple, watermelon, you know, the seasonal stuff.
Oh, sorry, thanks, Rye. It was delish.
I didn't offer you
guys
any.
Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't have any.
Sorry.
Oh. No, we're all set. Right. Don't worry about us. You wilting away.
You didn't come in this production studio.
See?
Wasting away to nothing.
You made me walk all the way over there to you.
I know.
Did.
All the way. All the way. But you know what, though? We had a fantastic lunch at our office this week. I will say, yeah, with Brad Mahoney's office, with Brad Mahoney.
Oh, that's right. I saw that there.
Mahoney Law Group.
Was that Tuesday? Because I had a meeting at Pass, and I was going to come over, and Jenny told me you were doing some sort of...
They had something on Thursday.
There was some training.
It was Thursday.
It was Thursday. Yeah, there was a training there on Tuesday.
Tuesday.
There was
Because I said, I'm going to go. She goes, oh, they got the lights are down. They're watching...
Yeah, Buffini.
Okay.
Yeah, they were doing a training program. Yeah, we're only the only one in the area does that. But anyways, thank you again to Mahoney Law Office for having Amy there, who's one of the attorneys over at Brad's office, and she did this great class, by the way. And we're going to have her on the radio too. But they brought a fantastic lunch from Situate. There's a new Greek place down there. Oh,
I saw everything. It looked fabulous.
Yeah, it's really fabulous. You wouldn't eat any of it.
None of it.
It was all on Brad. So with these boxes, so you don't have to blah blah blah.
Yeah, you don't have to go out anymore if you want. And if you still want to go out. Go out.
And buy your own.
Wherever
yeah.
you want. Sure.
I can imagine. It's a pain in the neck.
It's just convenience. Like, you've made it
so
convenient.
That's really what we were aiming
because
for.
Because moving is
it's stressful.
I can't even. Oh,
I know.
It's stressful. The big thing, like this woman today in Duxbury, I told her, they plan on packing up. And they're doing a lot. And they're right sizing.
Yep.
And I said to her, just stay in one room.
Mm-hmm.
Pack it up to where it's almost done and then move on. Don't wake up every morning and have this monumental 4.5 bedroom task in front of you because it's just going to become overwhelming.
Yeah.
And that's exactly what she was doing. She said, I'm just going to, get rid of the stuff I'm going to get rid of, pack up the rest, and be done with it.
Yeah. I mean, a lot of times, too, some moving tips, too, is, just go around with different color, post-it notes, right? You know, just maybe start it that way, too, in each room and just say, I'm going to donate this. I'm going to throw this away.
A lot of
somebody's
going to
take that. I'm going to pack this.
It makes it a little easier when I'm in there, too, because it's like all the yellow stuff is going away, Bill. And I said, okay, just give me a moment because I want to put that on the inventory as not going.
Oh, yeah.
Because it just sets the stage of what we chatted about the day I was there.
Yep.
It's not a checks and balance for anybody other than us two.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah. What, I had another thought about that, but anyways, I just lost it. I don't know what my problem
is
this morning.
Because you're not drinking coffee
anymore. Yeah, I don't know what my problem is
You
this
are
morning.
On game when you drink
coffee.
Yeah,
I know.
Tea is not cutting it.
I know. I like my green tea, though, with honey.
Me too, after I've had my coffee.
Hello.
I love it.
Brings me down. Oh, up and down. It makes me rate neutral, so I'm good.
Right back to neutral. You are too much. But with the packing, it was something to do with the packing, and I don't even remember what
Well, you had
was.
Asked about the individual boxes. We talked about the a la carte.
I was just thinking about staging tips. I know it, and not staging tips, but packing tips. I saw on your list, the one roll of packing tape.
Yep.
Have you seen the tape that has, it has kitchen, living
Do you
room?
Use that?
Yeah, we it's too expensive.
Yeah,
it's
too expensive.
Honestly, we thought about it. Tony sent me a thing and said, what do you think about this? Well, he sent me something that had all the names of the rooms.
Yeah, that's...
And I said,
different colors and different rooms are on it.
And I said, honestly, I always suggest just go to Staples and get colored dots. And you can color code each room. And then when you get to your new home, just put that same color correspondent on the jamb of the door.
Mm-hmm.
That's the easiest way to do it, quite frankly.
I know, but those fun
but
things,
the tape is,
those things, they're fun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
it makes me want to move.
It was like $30 a roll.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Because they
That's
printed
a big roll.
On it.
Yeah.
I remember a couple times I've bought them for my clients in the past, and given it to them, when they're moving, and they loved it. All right, well.
I love the other thing you do.
What? Oh, with the pizza?
Oh, I wasn't going to say it. I didn't want to give
it
away.
Okay, that's all right. So no one knows what you're talking about. Everybody loves it, though. You are right.
She has pizza and drinks.
Shh. We're not telling everybody.
No.
That's our secret.
Oh, okay.
No, you have to list your house with me to find out
there
what the secret
go.
Is.
Oh, yeah, no.
All right, so the other thing that we're going to talk about, too, is... the storage. Yeah,
yes.
So this
oh,
is what Cindy and I... Yeah,
yep.
the cow.
And
we were talking about
you can see the
moo-moos
on there.
Yeah.
Yes.
Do you think people don't choose it because of that? Do you think that they have a hard time having
the cow
there? I
don't know. I've had one person, one realtor tell me they didn't like the graphics because they didn't want it sitting in the driveway or something aesthetically. It didn't look right. And I said, okay.
Well, it doesn't really matter.
Please, everybody. It was put like that. That's the premise, was to make you laugh because it is so darn stressful.
Yeah, so, exactly.
But that's okay. That's fine.
So tell us a little bit about these cows.
So it's, well, this is actually the storage / home staging special.
Okay.
It's a threefold package, and our audience can't see what I have or what you have, but the basic package, so the cow we'll talk about last.
Mm-hmm, okay.
So what the basic package and the premium package is basically full service move flat rate.
Okay.
So in other words, if you needed to stage your home,
mm-hmm.
okay, you could use the cow, we'll get to that,
mm-hmm.
or you could use, for instance, the basic package is $599.
Mm-hmm.
What that includes is we'll send out two men,
yep.
okay, trained, uniform. We'll give you a basic box bundle package,
mm-hmm.
which was $49 value.
Yep.
And we'll load up to 2,500 pounds of stuff. We'll bring it back to our climate control warehouse, and we'll hold it there for up to 3 months.
Oh, wow, that's great.
It's huge. I'm telling you, this is a steal.
Pounds, that's a
$599 for all of this is just a steal.
Yeah,
so
that's awesome.
What we would do is, so we'll hold that up mm-hmm. to 3 months, and then we'll marry that with your load when we move you and the rest of the house.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Wow.
So that's a great package. $799 is everything in that basic bundle package, but the amount increases to 3,500 pounds, which if you're trying to figure that out, typical room holds about 1,000 to 1,200 pounds,
really?
Depending on what the room is. All right.
Okay.
So it could be two, could be three rooms, could be four rooms
mm-hmm.
of stuff. But it's certainly when you're just trying to stage the home, you got to fall within.
What's a typical room?
About 1,000 to 1,200 pounds.
Okay. So in my head, he said typical, and in my head, I said nothing is typical. I mean, you could have,
correct.
You know what I mean?
Well,
so,
a living room, kitchen, you're going to have a lot more. You know,
okay.
You really are.
Maybe a bedroom or something.
Like a bedroom?
Yeah. Yeah, a typical bedroom.
That includes the clothes that are in the
Yeah. Yeah, because the clothes can stay in the bureaus anyway. But again, if you're staging, these two, the basic
you
and the premium.
You want to get rid of some of those.
You're going to get rid of them anyway. Mm-hmm. This is really just, you guys went through, you did your job, and you said, look, in order for me to list this home, you really have to lighten your load here.
Yeah.
And I'll get you these copies because you can leave them behind.
Yeah.
Yeah, that right. would be great. And too, I want to scan those and put them on the website for Boston Connect.
Yeah, I'll just email them so you can do the a nice fresh copy.
Yeah.
But so the premium package gets you up to 3,500 pounds. It gets all the other stuff. It gets you up to the premium box bundle, which is more boxes,
mm-hmm.
and then an additional month of storage
for
you. So that's 4 months of storage. It's crazy. $799 is crazy. I sound like I'm hawking something, but it really is a great
40% off, yeah.
It's a great price.
So can you go, you can basically, I've said this before, but you can go into a room and just basically, like, how much do you think this stuff in this room weighs? Like, how much does this table weigh?
This table here is like a dining room table. It's probably 220 pounds.
Okay. All right. How much does Cindy weigh?
don't even.
25, don't. 26?
Yes.
How's that?
About that. Yeah. Perfect. I love you still.
She's 90 pounds. 90 pounds soaking wet.
Yeah.
Okay. And
all right.
Then,
so the last part is the cow.
Yourself.
Do-it-yourself cow package.
Okay.
Okay. So for $549 plus tax, we'll deliver a cow, 16-foot cow, which will hold anywhere from 2,000, 1,000, anywhere from nothing, I should say, up to maybe 3,000 pounds. It just depends on, you have a confined space,
mm-hmm.
you start putting stuff in it, right? If you're putting a lot of bulky stuff in it, obviously you're going to eat that space up. So
mm-hmm.
you have to be aware of that. But that's, so that'll, we'll deliver one cow to your house. It includes 2 months rental of the cow, the basic box bundle. Now it also says the pickup of your cow. All right, so we'll pick it up, but additional mileage charges may apply if you're further away.
Okay.
And we've got a chart for that, so we could tell you about that. But that's for somebody who wants to do it themselves. But here's what Tony and I have gone back and forth with. So you can do this, and it may hold 3,500 pounds, which
mm-hmm.
is $799, okay? But chances are, depending on what you put in it, it may only hold 2,500 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
And you can have us do all the work.
That's what I'm saying. I'm
for
like
$50 more.
I'm giving it to you for $50 more.
Correct.
Right?
Were you thinking that?
That's
because I was looking at the prices and I'm like, I'm not
doing even
it.
A dinner out.
But
nope.
You know, you're not.
Yeah.
You can't, and we all know this. You can't get into somebody else's head. All we can do is give you three programs, and you know what? I'm telling you, I think the basic package. You know, if you're going to get a cow, why would you get the cow versus the basic package?
Mm-hmm.
Why would you do all that work yourself?
Yeah.
So.
And I agree.
Right. But you have options.
It's an option. That's all we give them.
Because some people
like
may want that cow because there may be things in there that they may have to utilize.
Yep.
You know what I mean?
Good
and
point.
So they need to.
Good point.
Well, if it's a smaller.
I'm sorry, what did you say, Bill?
Great point.
Oh, thank
Excellent
you.
Point.
Now that means I have to come up with something brilliant. You know that, right?
You can do it.
I'll
keep talking while you do it.
Already happened.
I'll think of it. I'll
but
think of
something
brilliant.
But the other thing too is it may be that they're just not ready to commit to have us come out and get stuff.
Yeah.
And they just want to be able to work.
Yeah, I just
want to
get the house on the market.
Yeah,
you
let
know,
me
the
just
timing is
pick
right.
and choose what's going into the container. Yeah. So, but that and so that, again, we have additional services underneath that. So additional weight is $150 per 1,000 pounds. That's pretty darn good.
Yeah,
that's
right.
A lot of storage for a small amount of money.
Mm-hmm.
And then boxes and packing and then delivery back to your home. So this the cow includes us picking it up and bringing it to our warehouse if you wish.
Bringing it to your warehouse, about
yeah.
what, do you pick it up and bring it to your new move?
Oh.
So bringing it back is an additional cost. That's what it's saying. So you can leave it on your property.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, you can leave
you
it there in case
can.
You need to access it.
But if
it
you say, you know what, I want it. I want
out of here
to pick
because
it up,
I don't
this cost
it
includes
showing.
It. It just says you have to pay the additional cost to bring it back.
Okay.
Okay.
Or bring it to your new location.
Our new location, correct.
Okay.
Yep.
So what if you wanted to keep it in your yard? Would you move it from there to there?
Correct.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay, so I just keep it in my yard,
yep.
and then when I move to my new house, that would be included in that price?
Nope, that's, again, it's additional cost to move it. So this $549 is the flat rate to bring it out there.
Yeah.
And either leave it there for 2 months or bring it back to my warehouse for 2 months.
Oh, okay.
Would you like a sip of my coffee, Sharon?
I was trying to follow along. I'm like, what's it matter
it's
if he brings
tea.
It? What's it matter
it's
if he brings Sharon. It to the warehouse or if he brings it to my house, like in 2 months?
Sharon, that was a fantastic question, by the way.
Well, thank you. Mm-hmm. Did you hear it? So other people may be confused as well.
I don't think they are.
Well, now you see,
probably
you
not.
Just did
I know,
it. You just.
I know. See. Bill's more my friend than your friend.
I'm easing on down that road.
That.
Yeah, easing on
he
down that road.
He loves us just both as much.
Yeah, we're his own.
Let me ask you this. How about a couple tips? Can you give us some tips when it does come to packing? You know, like my husband, Mark, would be great at packing.
How's my buddy Mark doing?
He's doing fantastic, yeah. I mean, you'll have to come
great.
And see us. Come down.
Absolutely.
You know, come down
That's
to the Cape and see us on the
though.
Boat. Yeah, isn't it a great question?
Great question because, you know, some people...
Yeah,
shop or they, and then you're trying to the poor person
right.
that's coming into.
Right.
They're thinking, really?
You can,
it's bursting at the scene. It's most likely
the rule of thumb is the heavier the item, the smaller the box.
Okay.
For obvious reasons, you can't fit a lot in.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay. We have to go to a break. All right. Well, I do really want to talk about that. So when we come back, we're going to talk about different ideas and tips on how to best pack your home.
If you're packing it yourself.
Yeah, if you're packing it yourself. And then maybe we can get into the process of what you do to pack it for people.
Correct.
We'll talk about some insurances. You know,
and
if
then,
I pack it and it breaks on the way, what happens? So we'll talk about all that when we come back.
There they go again. It's another smooth move with Gallo Moving and Storage. When it's time to move your valued possessions, don't trust just any moving company. At Gallo Moving and Storage, they understand that you've spent your entire lifetime turning your house into a home. The Gallo sales consultants will walk you through every aspect of the move. And as an authorized agent of United Van Lines, you're guaranteed to get the treatment you deserve. From packing the first box to unloading the final dish, the Gallo professionals guide you every step of the way, whether you're moving across the street or across the country. Gallo Moving and Storage is always a smooth move.
Gallo Moving and Storage, close by in Weymouth. Call Bill Balo at 1-866-697-4400. 1-866-697-4400.
Whether you're buying your first home, moving across town, or thinking about refinancing, you owe it to yourself to speak with a trusted mortgage advisor who can provide highly personalized service through every step of the loan process. Fairway Independent Mortgage Corporation's Marshfield branch is a well-respected local and national lender and can help you achieve both the short-term goal of home ownership and the long-term goal of financial security for you and your family. Recent uncertainty in the global markets has caused long-term fixed rates to go down. In fact, they are once again at historic lows. Give Fairway Marshfield a call at 781-536-4172 to see if we can refinance your existing loan and save you money. Oftentimes, we can reduce your rate or the term of your loan with $0 in closing costs, potentially saving you thousands of dollars over the life of the loan. Give us a call today and let Fairway Marshfield show you the fairway. Fairway Independent Mortgage Corporation, NMLS 2289, is an equal housing lender. This is not an offer to enter into an agreement. Not all customers will qualify. Information, rates, and programs are subject to change without notice. All products are subject to credit and property approval. Mass Branch License 338980.
Are you thinking about selling your home or buying a new one? Are you a first-time home buyer or perhaps just right-sizing? Do you have a buyer's agent? Do you know if you really even need one? What is home staging? Will it really help me sell my home faster? Do I have to have a home inspection? How much home insurance do I need for my new home? How do I handle my estate sale? What are home sale contingencies? Have you heard that you have to put 20% down to buy a new home? Did you know that that wasn't true? Are you worried about environmental issues? What is radon, lead paint, and mold? Is there a difference between a foreclosed property or a short sale? Do you need to have a Title V inspection to sell your home? What do you do if your system fails? Are these questions you have but you don't know who to ask? Hi, I'm Sharon McNamara of Boston Connect Real Estate. Call my office for a one-on-one consultation with me or one of the many dedicated agents at Boston Connect Real Estate so we can talk real estate.
It's easy to connect with some of the South Shore's most experienced real estate agents. Go to bostonconnect.com, bostonconnect.com, or call 781-826-7300.
This is Talk Real Estate with Sharon McNamara and Cindy Ford on 95.9 WATD.
And we're back. Good morning to all my South Shore neighbors. This is Sharon McNamara along with Cindy Ford, and we are your hosts here on Talk Real Estate here at WATD. We're here every Saturday morning from 10 to 11 a.m., and it is a pleasure to be here. You also know that we are actually both brokers, right?
Yeah,
you're a broker, yeah. Smarty pants. And you're supposed to say ditto.
Ditto. I just couldn't get past the fact that you called me Smarty Pants, and I was like thinking, not so. I was thinking about the test. Yeah, that's why I couldn't respond quickly.
I know. Let me talk about that. I have some big news. I forgot to say it. So last Sunday, my oldest daughter, Casey McNamara, who is 21, just passed her test. She's now a licensed real estate agent in the state
fantastic.
Of Massachusetts. Yep.
So did Mark pass his test?
Mark passed his a couple years ago.
Oh,
yep.
My goodness.
Cindy's daughter, Kimmy, is going to be taking her test soon.
Yep.
And we have Madison, who was our intern a few years ago, who's now still there with us. She's taking her test soon, too. So.
And you're working on my daughter, Jill, I presume.
I kind of embarrassed her to
good for you.
Into it saying, well, my daughter is taking this course now. When are you signing up?
Of course. And Charlie Park is the best of the best. If you're looking to take a class, you can give me a call and I'll give you all his information. If you want to get in touch with either myself or Cindy to talk about your home sale, your home purchase, navigating home buying and home selling, the emotional aspects that go into it, if you are going through an estate sale or something like that and you need some solid advice and a good team to support you through that process, please feel free to give us a call at 781-826-8000. 8,000. Yeah, because that's the new easy number, 781-826-8000. And of course, if you have any moving needs, the only place that I would ever recommend, the place to go, and you know what, I got to tell you, people are very good about taking my referrals.
They really are.
Go to Gallo Moving and Storage, and they can help you. And their phone number is 866-697-4400. 866-697-4400 or gallomoving.com.
Isn't she so nice to do that? Because she knew I would have had to put my glasses on.
Mm-hmm. He usually doesn't.
You are a team player.
I am a team player. It is really all about being a team. I got to tell you.
Absolutely.
Yep.
No I in team.
Absolutely not. So, and you know what? Like our tagline is now over at the office is exceptional service that moves you.
I heard, well, I kind of got that. You mentioned that.
Yeah.
That's great.
So that's like our little tagline over there now. So we were talking about packing, and we were talking about, you know, Mark will pack the dishwasher, and he packs it so darn tight. Can I say damn tight? That, like, you open up the dishwasher, and sometimes you have broken glasses.
Right.
It's like, that's too tight. So give some ideas and suggestions on the proper way to pack a box.
Well, the one thing you don't want to do is you don't want to simply pick an item up and put it in a box without wrapping it individually. And we see that, unfortunately, a lot, and we see it a lot across the board. Young, old, middle, it doesn't matter. They just assume, well, you're only moving down the street.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, but if you want to make it down the street, it's got to be packed
in one piece.
Right.
It's got to
be packed
properly. It will make it there.
So ideally, if it's fragile, and fragile runs the gambit, ceramic, glass, anything that could possibly break, Wrap it in bubble wrap, wrap it in paper, just protect it.
Do people like newspaper, right?
Well, newspaper, you never want to use newspaper on any glass or china because you don't want that print to transfer on.
Oh, okay.
Okay? So you can do that on a vase or something like that if you want.
Yeah.
You can wipe the vase off.
I just like the way you say vase.
I know.
I call it a vase.
A vase.
But you can call it a vase.
A vase.
I mean, you're from Weymouth. You can call it a vase.
That's being so close to the Derby shops, I'm telling you.
That's the thing.
Yeah. My vase. Never wrap it. Wrap your vase. Okay, so people can get all of those supplies, obviously, from you, too, especially if they get the whole package.
And then at a la carte, so it'll come with some of that, and then a la carte you can purchase. And again, you can go online. You can purchase it anywhere you wish, but just make sure you wrap each individual item before it goes in. Now, here's the thing. I tell people, here's where newspaper comes in if you still get it. Take the newspaper, start every box with crumpled newspaper or something. You want a little cushion on that bottom of the box.
Yeah, agreed.
Then wrap everything in the
Never knew that, by the way.
Yeah, it just gives it a little protection from bouncing around. You're in the bottom of a truck or wherever you are.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I've never moved, so I don't.
Oh. So there's a tipsy.
Oh, you know what? Oof.
I moved from my mother's house
to Remind me to move before you so that I don't have to deal with that.
All right. So that's tip number one. Put the wrapped, so crumple it up, put it on the bottom of the box.
Then wrap everything individually and place it in it. Now you do, and again, Mark's got the right premise. You want a solid pack.
Yeah.
Okay, because what happens if things can shift and move around?
Mm-hmm.
They have a tendency to break.
Yeah.
So that's, you're in a truck, so you're going to have some bouncing around this.
Yeah.
Exactly. So wrap everything individually. It's just a building block. We all remember that when we were kids.
Yeah.
You're just kind of fitting it in there properly. And then do a layer. So depending on the size of the box, you can do multiple layers.
Yep.
In between each layer, what goes in it?
Newspaper.
Crumpled newspaper. Because again, you're building some cushion in there.
Yeah.
Do it again. When you get to the top, 2 inches from the top, you can't put anything else on there. Fill that in with crumpled newspaper.
Okay.
Now, what I was explaining, because we got a call from a customer who just wasn't happy because some of her boxes were crushed. Nothing was damaged, but the boxes were crushed. That's going to happen if you fill a box halfway or even three quarters of the way. No matter what you put on that box, and you know, it could say fragile, but you can still put something on a fragile box.
Yeah, not know that it's empty, the top
part
of it is.
Correct. So that's what will happen. The weight of any box is going to cause that to crush, especially when, again, you're in a truck and things are moving. So there's no damage. It's just, I'm sorry, your box is crushed. Sometimes it'll happen. But that's to avoid that is go up to about 2 inches from the top and then fill that in with newspaper. Now you have a solid mass.
What about those peanut things?
Same. You can use them. They're expensive, but you can absolutely use them. Some people actually have those or purchase those.
Mm-hmm.
But that's the best way to do it. So go back to books. You don't have to do anything but put those in the box,
I have
right?
so many books. You would not believe it. I have so many books. I have boxes of books. Mm-hmm. Whatever. I mean, they're from me. They're from the girls. You know what I mean? We just have so many books. I don't even know what to do with them. But I like holding a book.
So I can't.
I do too.
I like to highlight them.
If I'm reading on the beach or reading anywhere in my backyard, you know, you can't. The glare.
Yeah.
The book is the way to go for
me. Yeah.
Love a book.
Yeah, but with the new iPad, you don't get the glare anymore. But I'm just saying. I mean, go for the book.
I didn't want to say that to him. I didn't want to. Poor Bill.
Yeah.
I was trying to save him from that because if you look at commercials, it's a non-glare.
It's a non-glare thing.
I want a book.
Me too.
He likes to turn the pages.
I do.
But you know what? You can turn them in there, though, too.
Yeah,
you can turn them.
I do have them. I do have books.
I have a few on there because when you're on the
airplane
you don't want to carry all that stuff.
It dies. You got to charge it. Yeah. You know, the book, I don't have to charge.
Yeah, nope, you don't.
But it's sometimes can be
cumbersome. If you're going to Australia, I mean, I guess you don't have to worry about your, you know, your iPad running out of battery life.
Why is that?
Well, you're saying, I mean, how long of a trip are you taking?
Oh, okay.
That the iPad is
gonna
run out of a battery. Like,
we're going someplace warm quickly.
Yeah. Yeah. So
2 hours.
3 hours. Yeah. 2-3 hours. We're gonna be there. So the book is gonna be
fine. She's talking about a sleepover flight or something.
Yeah, I know.
Like that.
That's when it's gonna run out. But also the audio books, whatever. Okay. So what are some of the other? So that's a really, really good information about how to pack a one properly. So I'm guessing similarly with the cow.
The cow.
So what if you had to do, let's just say, a living room? What are your suggestions? Yeah. Do you do the couch first? Do you do the TV first?
It's like Tetris.
Mm.
It really is. You're just bringing stuff in and you pack it around. It's the same way when they load a truck. The guy who's in the truck, who's loading the truck, is going to call for certain pieces.
Yeah.
You know, I need a sofa. I need a chair. Give me some small boxes, 1.5s or medium boxes, because he's trying to pack it as tight as possible.
It's an art.
It really is.
It's a whole scientific.
It really is. Well, that's you're hiring
so you can,
professional
right,
moving company. We're not
a
just putting it in
this.
There and loading it on the deck and then you say, uh-oh,
you go,
and then you go,
no,
now
no,
you
bro.
Start throwing stuff. It's a step-by-step process. So, and this is going to segue into the insurance part. So on the cows, you're packing that yourself.
Yeah.
So you're basically insuring yourself. There is no insurance. You've packed it. So
Utilize
your best skills and, as Cindy said, common sense.
Yeah.
You know, put stuff in there. Make sure that it's tight so that when it goes up on that thing, it doesn't all slide back down again. That's the process of of doing it. You have to have, again, common sense goes into a lot in life. You can't just simply point the finger at somebody and say, hey, you moved it.
Yeah, especially with those two. I mean, if you don't fill it, you know, you certainly don't want, you know, a flat screen TV sitting in the middle of it and not tell the guys that are going to be taking it. You know, hey, well, be careful because when you back that up, the TV's going to fall over.
Correct. So if you're not filling it, then you floor load it, right? Everything stays on the floor, so there's less shifting. Right. If you start to fill it, you know, you go up a little, a layer or two. It just depends on how much you're going to actually put in it.
I love that moving lingo.
I know. It's fascinating. I'm telling you.
Just going to floor load it.
And everybody and you know always what? Says, what can you
we
talk
know
about?
That, like, I know what he's talking about.
Yeah,
when he,
I'm
when
seriously,
he says that,
I totally
like,
got what he was saying. I was right there with him.
See? Common sense.
We learned so
floor loading.
Much. Just floor load. And I'm thinking, yeah, keep it all
So I'm going to call him one day and say, yeah, I think I need a cow. You know, I think I'm just, you know, whatever. The
just
size
needs to be floor loaded because I got books. I just want to put the
books
in there and floor load them.
I'm just floor loading it. Don't worry about it. I'm just going to floor load it.
It's so easy.
And then fill it with balloons.
Oh, that'd be great.
that'd
be fantastic.
That's what I'm going to do.
She would do that.
Yeah.
Don't tell
him. There's no
way. That's a good one.
We should do
open
a
up the door and like,
you know,
balloons
you should have a an anniversary party, right?
Okay,
at your location.
Yeah.
And then what we'll do is we'll bring a cow down and we'll set up, you know, drinks and stuff or something in the cow.
Yeah, that would be fun.
Just kind of go in. That'd be pretty cool.
Yeah.
Like when we do a touch a truck.
Okay.
And the kids just come up and they jump around.
Well,
we're
supposed to do an event at the office, but I don't know where they are in the process of doing that. But we were supposed to do an ice cream event, but that
How's
would be
that
fun
working?
To have the cow. I have no idea. I don't know. Oh, it's one thing after another.
Or you could set up the, you know, the portable bar in the cow.
Oh, yeah. That sounds
good. I like
good.
That.
You could do that, like, if I have a house party. I'm supposed to have one of those as well, too, so in August, but I'll let you know.
Yeah, you have so much time on your hands.
Yeah, I know. Hey, listen, we're doing it all. So why don't we talk a little bit about moving state to state and what that process is all about. And for timing right now, too, before we run out of time.
Yeah, I want to get that in.
Let's talk about that.
It is, like, so critical. So as you know, there was no inventory on in the start of this year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm into the spring market, and then all of a sudden, boom. So everything that came on was selling very quickly.
Right.
Yep.
And they needed a mover. So we basically, in June, we closed out the entire month of June, meaning we were all booked up the first week of June.
Mm-hmm.
And it's hard to turn people away. July, we closed out July. So we're actually booked up all the way through August 2nd right now.
Wow.
No capacity at all.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
So it's mission critical that if you have an August move, don't procrastinate.
Oh,
you
no.
need to call. I hope it's me, but you need to get somebody, a mover in, you know, so that you can at least secure a move. The second part of that is, and we talked about this, we thought last year, this year has been horrible for us with this. I'm assuming it's the TRID, where we load somebody up and they were supposed to be delivered the next day, and all of a sudden they had a closing issue.
Yep.
And that really hurts.
So what do you
do? We have no capacity. So what we've been doing basically, seriously, is juggling. And I'm going to, a real life scenario here is, so we had that case and this crew that was scheduled to do move A and then move B the following day. They couldn't do move B because they couldn't get move A off their truck.
Yeah.
All right. So that went an extra day. So let's say the start time is typically for move B at 9 o'clock. We got there at 4 o'clock.
Oh, wow.
And we called him. We told him that, you know, this is what's happening. And then when I followed up, he said, you know, it's a little disappointing they showed up at 4. I think you owe me some money. And I said, he started out with, the move was fantastic. The guys did a great job. But they showed up at 4 o'clock. So I called him up and I said, look, you know, ask your realtor. Your realtor will tell you when there's a closing issue, it just trickles downhill.
Yeah.
And we're not the type of company to tell mover A that, all right, look, we have no capacity, so we're going to put you in our warehouse, and when we can get to you, we'll get to you.
Yeah.
We're not going to tell them that.
Yeah,
right.
So you juggle, and we thought this was the best resolution. So that poor crew that he said did a great job did two jobs that day.
Yeah.
So they basically delivered move A, and when they were finished, they went out to do his move, which came and then delivered the following day. Yeah. So that was a long day for them. After we talked about it, he apologized. And he said, you know what, you did call, you did tell me that you were going to be there.
Yeah, things happen.
And it, you know, but that's the only thing we can do. There's like nothing else other than
don't
it's
judge
day.
How I start, judge how I finish. Famous line.
Oh, I love that.
From Bill Baylow, Gallo Moving.
Like the end?
Yeah, 5 minutes left. If you are thinking about going to any open houses this weekend, you can find all the open houses, not only for Boston Connect Real Estate, but for all the open houses on the South Shore on our website, bostonconnect.com. But you know what? If you'd rather hang out at the beach this weekend, because it's going to be beautiful tomorrow, you can tell us what houses you want to see, and Cindy and I can set up personal appointments, and we can personally chaperone you to all of these houses. Yeah. How's that sound?
Lucky, lucky.
So, yes, so go to bostonconnect.com. And you'll find all of that information under the buyers tab, and you can get in touch with us again at 781-826-8000. And if you want to get in touch with Bill Balow from Gallo Moving and Storage, 866-697-4400 or gallomoving.com. So, yeah, the time did fly by right there, didn't it?
Yeah. It did. It really did. We got a lot of good points out, though.
Yeah, you did. We did a really good job this time getting all the information in. Final thoughts for the final seconds?
Just thank you to everybody who has supported us. We've had a great year. This is the first year that we've closed out both months of the summer as quickly as we did.
Yeah.
So
it's great.
Pleased with all of your support. Thank you.
Yeah, it's all about being referred, right?
It really is. It's all about doing the right thing consistently.
Mm-hmm.
And like I said, you're not going to please everybody, but thankfully, we probably please 99.9% of the people.
Yeah.
And that's a true fact.
And sometimes things happen that are just out of your control.
In this case,
you have no control of a loan officer or a bank or something that didn't do the right thing potentially for one of their other clients. I mean, none of our referrals ever do that. That never happens to us.
Never happens.
But, you know, situations do come up, you know.
Yeah.
And let me ask you, how much notice do you need to cancel? Like, so if I had a situation coming up, so this happened to me at the beginning of the week. I found out there was some discharges didn't happen on one of my client's properties. Mm-hmm. Now I'm trying to figure out, I'm like, you know, when do you have to tell your movers that you want
24 hours.
24 hours?
That's it. Just, we don't want to dispatch them. So if you call me, you know, the day before and say, hey, that move's not going to happen tomorrow. Okay, great. Just let us know what's going to happen, and hopefully we have that date.
Well, that's the thing. It's not happening until next Wednesday.
Yeah.
You're like, sorry,
we got
buddy.
A couple calls like that, and they were like, you kidding me? And I said, nope. And then they went and did their juggling, and they said, okay, can you start at 12 o'clock instead of this time? And it's like, yeah. So we'll work with you to the extent that we can.
Do you have maybe like another like trucking company type thing that you could like –
They're all in the same boat. I tried.
Really?
There's another company that we would use that we would call upon, and they were just good friends with him.
Yeah.
And he goes, you're a funny guy. I love how you keep calling and asking me for labor or if I can take on another job. But he's smaller than us.
Yeah.
And he's jammed.
Yeah. You know, I got to tell you, some clients recently that just moved from Duxbury, we were talking about them earlier, and, you know, I love one of the comments that he said about your guys. I mean, it's always the same thing, Bill, and I don't even have to say this to you to impress our listeners. Our listeners already know if you're here, Cindy and I have confidence in the person
absolutely.
Across from us. But I forget the exact term, but like he's a workhorse type thing.
Correct.
Like just like,
they don't stop.
Big and strong and whatever. So,
they absolutely don't stop.
Well, again, thank you so much. One quick question too. When the people bring this, when your movers bring stuff in, are they saying, all right, I want the bureau here. I want the bed here. They're doing all of that too?
You're directing them. You're the band leader.
All right, great.
I want to move.
Yes.
No, you don't.
No, I don't. Thank you again. You were listening
to Talk Real Estate
with Sharon McMahon and Cindy Ford. We had Bill Balow here from Gallo Movers. You can reach us 781-826-7300 or bostonconnect.com. Have a great weekend.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.